You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to Day 68. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus. In Chapter 19, we hear other laws, mostly about people just trying to get along, things you should be doing and not doing. Things like not letting your animals mate with animals of a different kind. And then in chapter 20, we hear a warning against worshiping idols, and then punishments for sexual sins. Then we'll hear how some of these punishments will bring about the death penalty. For example, conjuring a ghost or a spirit and allowing it to take control of you. Well, that's the death penalty right there. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. Jesus is betrayed by all of his followers, and his closest follower gives him up to the authorities. These authorities are from the religious leaders. Remember, Rome rules the area, and as long as people are good and pay their taxes, Rome allows the conquered people to retain their religions and customs, for the most part. And so the police that arrest Jesus are the temple police. They're the same guys that would arrest you if they find you didn't go to church on Sunday. And they can carry out quite a bit of justice, including up to beating and torturing people in their custody. But speaking of the death penalty, that's one thing the temple police cannot do. That punishment is reserved for the Roman authorities, who have no problem killing. But they do see themselves as a civilized people, and so death penalties are only carried out through a proper trial and documentation of such things. So in the meantime, the temple police try to trump up some punishable crimes and decide to punish and torture Jesus. Perhaps it's to teach him a lesson that nobody should ever claim they're the Son of God and will be sitting at the right hand of God and coming in on the clouds of heaven. So they see this as a crime against God. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Leviticus 19. The Lord said to Moses,
"Tell all the Israelites, I am the Lord your God. I am holy, so you must be holy. Each of you must honor your mother and father and keep my special days of rest. I am the Lord your God. Do not worship idols. Do not make statues of gods for yourselves. I am the Lord your God."
The following are detailed instructions from the Lord. When you offer a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to the Lord, you must offer it in the right way so that you will be accepted. You may eat it the same day you offer it and on the next day. But if any of that sacrifice is left on the third day, you must burn it in the fire. You must not eat any of that sacrifice on the third day. It will be unclean and it will not be accepted. You will be guilty of sin if you do that because you did not respect the holy things that belong to the Lord. If you do that, you will be separated from your people. When you cut your crops at harvest time, don't cut all the way to the corners of your fields. And if grain falls on the ground, you must not gather up that grain. Don't pick all the grapes in your vineyards or pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. You must leave those things for your poor people and for people traveling through your country.
I am the Lord your God.
You must not steal. You must not cheat people. You must not lie to each other. The Lord said,
"You must not use my name to make false promises. If you do that, you will show that you don't respect the name of your God. I am the Lord."
You must not cheat or rob your neighbor. You must not hold a hired worker's salary overnight until morning. You must not curse anyone who is deaf. You must not do anything to make a blind person fall. But you must respect your God.
I am the Lord.
You must be fair in judgment. You must not show special favor to the poor, and you must not show special favor to important people.
You must be fair when you judge your neighbor. You must not go around spreading false stories against other people. Don't do anything that would put your neighbor's life in danger.
I am the Lord.
Don't secretly hate any of your neighbors, but tell them openly what they have done wrong so that you will not be just as guilty of sin as they are. Forget about the wrong things people do to you. Don't try to get even. Love your neighbor as yourself.
I am the Lord.
You must obey my laws. You must not let your animals mate with animals of a different kind. You must not sow your field with two kinds of seed. You must not wear clothing made from two kinds of material mixed together. It may happen that a man has sexual relations with a woman who is the slave of another man. But this slave woman has not been bought or given her freedom. If this happens, there must be punishment, but they will not be put to death because the woman was not free. The man must bring his guilt offering to the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. He must bring a ram for a guilt offering. The priest will make him pure by offering the ram as a guilt offering before the Lord. The offering is for the man's sins, which will then be forgiven. In the future, when you enter your country, you will plant many kinds of trees for food. After planting a tree, you must wait 3 years before you can use any of the fruit from that tree. You must not use that fruit. In the fourth year, the fruit from that tree will belong to the Lord, a holy offering of praise to Him. Then in the fifth year, you can eat the fruit from that tree, and the tree will produce more and more fruit for you.
I am the Lord your God.
You must not eat any meat with blood still in it. You must not try to use different kinds of magic to tell the future. You must not round off the hair that grows on the side of your face. You must not cut your beard that grows on the side of your face. You must not cut your body as a way to remember the dead. You must not make any tattoo marks on yourselves.
I am the Lord.
Do not dishonor your daughters by making them become prostitutes. If you do that, your whole country will turn away from God and be filled with all kinds of sinful things.
You must not work on my special days of rest. You must honor my holy place. I am the Lord.
Do not go to mediums or wizards for advice. They will only make you unclean.
I am the Lord your God.
Show honor to old people. Stand up when they come into the room, and show respect to your leaders.
I am the Lord.
Do not do bad things to foreigners living in your country. You must treat them the same as you treat your own citizens. Love them as you love yourselves. Remember, you were foreigners in Egypt.
I am the Lord your God.
You must be fair when you judge people, and you must be fair when you measure and weigh things. Your baskets should be the right size. Your jars should hold the right amount of liquids. Your weights and balances should weigh things correctly.
I am the Lord, your God. I brought you out of the land of Egypt. You must remember all my laws and rules, and you must obey them. I am the Lord.
Mark chapter 14, verses 43 to 72. Jesus is arrested. While Jesus was still speaking, one of his 12 followers, Judas, came there. He had a big crowd of people with him, all carrying swords and clubs. They had been sent from the leading priests, the teachers of the law, and the older leaders. This follower who betrayed Jesus planned to do something to show them which one was Jesus. He said,
"A man I greet with a kiss is the one to arrest. Guard him carefully as you take him away."
So Judas went over to Jesus and said,
"Teacher!"
Then he kissed him. The men grabbed Jesus and arrested him. One of the followers standing near Jesus grabbed his sword and pulled it out. He swung it at the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said, "Why do you come to get me with swords and clubs? as if I were a criminal. Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple area. You did not arrest me there. But all these things have happened to show the full meaning of what the scriptures said. Then all of Jesus' followers left him and ran away. One of those following Jesus was a young man wearing only a linen cloth. When the people tried to grab him, he left the cloth in their hands and ran away naked. Those who arrested Jesus led him to the house of the high priest. All the leading priests, the older leaders, and the teachers of the law were gathered there. Peter followed Jesus but stayed back at a distance. He followed him to the courtyard of the high priest's house. He went into the courtyard and sat there with the guards, warming himself by their fire. The leading priests and the whole high council tried to find something that Jesus had done wrong so they could kill him. But the council could find no proof that would allow them to kill Jesus. Many people came and told lies against Jesus, but they all said different things. None of them agreed. Then some others stood up and told more lies against Jesus.
We heard this man say, I will destroy this temple built by human hands. And 3 days later, I will build another temple not made by human hands.
But even what these people said did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before everyone and said to Jesus,
these people said things against you. Do you have something to say about their charges? Are they telling the truth?
But Jesus said nothing to answer him. The high priest asked Jesus another question.
Are you the Messiah, Son of the Blessed God?
Jesus answered, yes, I am the Son of God. And in the future, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right side of God, all powerful. And you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. When the high priest heard this, he tore his clothes in anger. He said,
we don't need any more witnesses. You all heard these insults to God. What do you think?
Everyone agreed that Jesus was guilty and must be killed. Some of the people there spat at him. They covered his eyes and hit him with their fists. They said,
be a prophet and tell us who hit you.
Then the guards led Jesus away and beat him. While Peter was still in the courtyard, a servant girl of the high priest came there. She saw him warming himself by the fire. She looked closely at him and said,
this man was with Jesus of Nazareth.
But Peter said this was not true.
That makes no sense, he said. I don't know what you are talking about.
Then he left and went to the entrance of the courtyard, and a cockerel crowed. When the servant girl saw him there, she began saying again to the people standing around,
this man is one of them.
Again, Peter said it was not true. A short time later, the people standing there said,
we know you are one of them because you are from Galilee.
Then Peter began to curse. He said, I swear to God, I don't know this man you are talking about. As soon as Peter said this, the cockerel crowed the second time. Then he remembered what Jesus had told him. Before the cockerel crows twice, you will say 3 times that you don't know me. Then Peter began to cry. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 to 35.
A hungry man might steal to fill his stomach. If he is caught, he must pay 7 times more than he stole. It might cost him everything he owns, but other people understand. They don't lose all their respect for him, but a man who has sex with another man's wife is a fool. He brings about his own destruction. He will be beaten up and disgraced and never be free from the shame. The woman's husband will be jealous and angry and do everything he can to get revenge. No payment, No amount of money will stop him.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 68. Join us for day 69. We'll hear more rules for priests. Things like whether or not they're allowed to marry a prostitute or not. Or which people are disqualified from being a priest. You know, like dudes who have really bad scars on their faces. Or guys who have arms or legs that are too long. And other disqualifying traits. And then we'll look at some of the appropriate gifts to give to the Lord. And in the Book of Mark, Jesus goes before the Roman authorities, Pontius Pilate himself. And then we'll see Roman justice carried out on Jesus, who is called the King of the Jews. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.